You're listening to The Purple Mystic, a podcast for the modern witch, with your host, Natalie Sedgwick. Hello everyone, welcome to The Purple Mystic. This is my podcast that goes with my YouTube channel, Purple Broom Apothecary Presents, and you can also find me on Witches of the Moon. That is also a collaborative YouTube channel, consists of myself and five and six other witches, so please come and check us out. I want to thank you all for joining me today and for being patient with the delayed launch of this broadcast, but I hope that I can bring to you guys some useful information for the modern witch. In the future, I hope to have kind of a variety of material on this podcast, such as interviews with other witches. I'm really hoping I can get Matt Arin to do an interview on his new book, Psychic Witch. If you have not checked it out, I really strongly suggest it. Whether you are a seasoned witch or you are new to the craft, this is a book you're going to want to have in your library. And even if you're not, you know, a practicing witch, but you're interested in psychic development, he has got some fantastic exercises in this book that I think you are going to find very, very useful. So please check it out. That is Psychic Witch by Matt Arin. So I'm hoping to, at some point in the future, interview him. I was really kind of hoping to do that for this first podcast. But he's very busy right now, and he is actually going to be coming to the Texas area next month, actually, the 7th of March. So I will be heading down to Austin to get my book signed and see him there. So I recommend that y'all come on out to Witchfest 2020. It's going to be held at a small farm out north of Austin. And that will be on Saturday, March 7th. Now, in terms of what I wanted to talk about for this first podcast, I was a little tossed because, to be honest with you, there's so many different topics you can talk about, but something has come up recently that I think is very important to talk about, and it's very personal to me because I am an author. I have published two books. I self-published at the behest of Timothy Roderick. Some of you may recognize Timothy Roderick's name. He was the author of Wicca, A Year and a Day, 366 days of study in the craft of the wise, and he has a first edition, first year book, and a second year book. And I actually led a study group for the second one. I ended up leading the study group for the first one on Facebook. Tequila Aguayo, many of you know her from YouTube as Lady Grave Dancer. She started a study group on Facebook, and by the end of the year and a day, I was one of the few people left still posting on a regular basis as I went through the studies, and so she just made me admin of that group. And then at the termination of that, Timothy asked me to lead a second year group once his second book came out, and I'm hoping that he'll have a third year book coming out and that I can lead a group for that as well. It is free and it's on Facebook, so if you're interested in that, be looking for that. You can always find updates on my Facebook page, Purple Broom Apothecary, so please check it out. Now, the reason that I wanted to talk about this topic and where I was going with that was Timothy had recommended that I self-publish. Now, as an indie publisher, it is very, very, very difficult to get your book out there and known to the world. Matt was very fortunate in that he has been writing for Pathos Pagan for a long time, and his blog, for Puck's sake, got him a lot of attention. He's a very gifted writer, and so he was able to land a big-time deal with Llewellyn, which is every witch's dream, isn't it? I write for Llewellyn Books. But there are other publishers out there that are legit, like Moon Books and a few others. So Hay House, I think, does some publishing, although a lot of people are staying away from Hay House because the whole Doreen Virtue thing. So that was her publisher. But lately, it has come to light that there is a publishing house that is using a whole slew of ghostwriting teams that are using names that are very, very familiar, so to speak, in witch circles. And these books are actually being written by people who do not practice the craft. And I have a list of the authors and the books that they have written. Now, most of these books were published in 2019. A couple of them were published this year, like Wicca Herbal Magic by Crystal Cunningham was published February 3rd of 2020. But I have what I think is a mostly complete list, thanks to Thorn Mooney. If you're not familiar with her, check her out on YouTube. She also has a blog. But she was able to compile a list of a lot of these authors. And so I'm going to go down this very long list and talk about this. And then I'm going to talk about why this is so important to the community and why it's so damaging. The first author is Agata Black. She wrote Wicca for Beginners, published December 9th of 2019. It's a fake book. Agnes Peterson, Wicca for Beginners, December 4th, 2019. Wicca Spells Magic, December 4th, 2019. Fake also. Amber Crystal, Wicca for Beginners. Notice these titles, guys. They're all the same. Wicca for Beginners, Wicca Book of Spells, Wiccan Magic. Wicca Moon Magic, sorry. That was published August 15th of 2019. Fake also. Then we have Amelia Janville, published books by the same names. Amelia Greenwood, same names of books. Amy Crystal, same names of books. Amy Lisa Crystal, and that's Crystal with a K, by the way. Then we have Amy White, Anthony Vitali. And by the way, all of these books have the same titles. Wicca for Beginners was published November 6th and November 4th, 2019. Wicca Spells, February 6th, 2020. Under that name. Then we have the ones that are really digging in for those that are semi-familiar with the craft but are easily duped. We've got Athena Crowley. Does that name sound familiar to you folks? That's right. And again, Wicca for Beginners, published August 31st, 2019. Wicca Book of Spells, February 1st, 2020. Wicca Herbal Magic. Now notice that they're even taking some of the titles, because Scott Cunningham had a book called Herbal Magic, and that book actually is a legit book, although I don't always agree with all of Mr. Cunningham's correspondences for the herbs. The fact of the matter is, he's a legit author, and it's a legit book. This is not. This is a ghostwriting team, because followed by that, we have Brenwyn Johnsdottir, and that's Johnsdottir. Then we've got Crystal Cunningham, Crystal Marie Moonshine, Crystal Molina, Crystal Moon, Crystal Ray, Diana Lockhart, Diana J. Lockhart, Davina Kraft, Dominic Reeve, Dora McGregor, Drea Farrell, Edith Yates, Elia Campbell, Emily Lamas, Emily Stone, Esther Aaron Spells, Felix White, Fiona Goddess, Gabriel Turner, Gaia J. Melior, Jillian Nolan, Glenda Blair, Harmony Magic. Oh, I do think that one's a good one, though. Harmony Magic. And again, Harmony Magic has Wicca for Beginners, Wicca Magic, Wicca and Witchcraft, Wicca Candle Magic, Wicca Herbal Magic, Wicca Moon Magic, Wicca Crystal Magic. Notice all of these have Wicca at the beginning of the title. There's only one that I've found so far that doesn't, but we'll keep going down the list. So then here's another really good one. Hermione Tarot. That's not at all a fake name, is it? Hermione Tarot, same title of books. These were published in January of this year. Then you've got Isabel Scott, Joy Cunningham, Julia Graham, Julia Stason, Justine J. Scott, Karen Coolin, Kira Duncan, Linda Candles, that's a cute one, Linda Stone, Linda Alcantara, Lisa Buckland, that's my personal favorite. And again, all of these books, folks, have the same titles. Wicca for Beginners, Wicca Book of Spells, Witchcraft Moon Spells, Witchcraft for Beginners. Then after Lisa Buckland, you've got Lisa Crowley, Lisa Cunningham, and she's got a whole list. Lisa Daly, Lisa Gems, Lisa Lewis, Lisa Lovegood, Lisa Magic, Lisa Moon, Lisa Roderick. Oh, Timothy, you ought to love that one. Lisa Shadows, Lisa Smith, Lisa Spells, Lisa Stones, Luna Sedona, Mila Rose, Moon Chamberlain, Ophelia Morgan, Rudolph Northrop, Raymond Moon, Sarah Williams, Sasha Salifi, Scott Gardner, oh, there's a cute one, Scott McFass, Scott Markson, Scott Spell, Scott Shadow, Serena Crow, Sophia Visconti, Sophia Silverine, Sophia Welch, Valerie W. Holt, Vivian Grant, Wendy Crystal, William J. Kingstone. Okay, now that is, as far as I can tell thus far, as complete a list as Thorne Mooney was able to compile of all of the fake authors. So you're probably asking yourself, who the hell cares, right? Why does it matter? Well, I'm about to tell you. As an indie author, these kinds of things that are put out by large publishing houses like this are very damaging because it hurts those of us that are practicing the craft, that do live it day to day, that are writing genuine books. And the thing is, they're purposely using names that are familiar in the witchcraft community. So if somebody pops up Roderick and they see Lisa Roderick, they're going to think she's somehow related to Timothy and that she must be practicing also. And the problem is, I think that when people who don't truly practice the craft are writing books about it, not only are they plagiarizing information that they have received from other people, but you're also lending an inauthenticity to the craft that is damaging. And so someone who is new to the craft and doesn't know any different might be getting information that may or may not be accurate or is very likely plagiarized from other writers. Now, you know, I am going to say that, honestly, there are a lot of things within the craft that kind of cross over. You know, spells are done a certain way. We write spells a certain way. Sigils are created in certain ways. And everybody has their own slight flair, but the basic recipe is the same, right? So how can it be plagiarizing? Well, in some cases, they've actually taken the individual spellcraft of these authors and put it into their own. Or they've taken ideas that were original to that author that had not been shared previously in other writings. And they have plagiarized that. And so, therefore, in my opinion, it just leaves a whole negative vibe to what they're putting out there, and that's going to infect the community. Not to mention the fact that it does indeed hurt the book sales of legitimate authors, because now these people are getting these cheap books that are cheaply written by people who are not practicing, and it just puts the whole energy of the craft awry. And you may be asking yourself, why are they doing this? What's the point? Well, the point is they want to make book sales. And right now they see witchcraft and the practice of the craft, because it is growing and interest in the craft is growing. So they're trying to capitalize on what they feel is a trend. And that brings me to the second problem that I have with this, because witchcraft is not a trend. You don't dabble in witchcraft. You either live it or you don't. It has to be authentic if it's going to work. And so my fear is that a lot of these people that are kind of curious about the craft are going to get into reading these inauthentic books, and they're going to say, oh, well, you know, I tried it the way they told me and it didn't work. Well, it didn't work because the whole vibe of it was fake from the beginning. When you read a book by a legit author like Raven Grimassi or Matt Oren or Timothy Roderick or even Scott Cunningham and Raymond Buckland and all of these people, Dorothy Morrison, you feel the sincerity in their writing. It speaks to you, which is why they're so good. That's one of the reasons I think Matt's brilliant. He's going to be here for a long time, and I'm very glad, especially on the heels of such great losses as Dr. Buckland and Raven Grimassi. Those hurt. That was a painful loss. So, you know, the fact that we have sincere, legitimate authors, I think when you read the books of those people and then you take a look at some of these writings of these ghostwriters, you definitely feel the difference in the way the words come off the page, especially if you're in tune with the craft and it's something you practice. You pick up on that vibrational energy right away. Someone who is new to the craft may not pick up on that because they may not have aligned themselves enough to pick up on the vibration of the written word. And I do think the written word carries vibration. I mean, words are a witch's most powerful tool, like it or not. You don't need any other tool other than thoughts in your head and the words in your heart and mouth, but it has to come from the heart. And that's where these books become such a danger to the community. It washes it down. It delegitimizes the craft, I think, for many people. Not to mention the fact that it frankly hurts the book sales of legitimate authors, because they might pick up one of these books and think they don't need anything else. So they're going to forego one of the actual books. Like, they might pick up this Wicca for Beginners instead of Wicca for One by Scott Cunningham, or was that by Buckland? Oh, geez. Actually, I think Wicca for One was Scott Cunningham, but Dr. Buckland also had The Solitary Witch. Oh, maybe The Solitary Witch was Cunningham. I'm confused. It's been a while, and I don't have my books here with me anymore. They're all at my office, so I'm in my home study right now. But Either way, it's going to hurt those sales because they may not think that they need anything else. Now, I'm one of those people that I'll pick up every book I can read and, you know, read through it, and I pick out what I like and I let go. But I've also been practicing for, you know, a good number of years at this point. So it's one of those things where I just feel that the overall tone is bad. And I think it puts a negative vibe into the community when we allow these kinds of things to occur. So I think it's important to make public this information that these people writing these books are not genuine witches, that they are teams of ghostwriters writing under a nom de plume that is inauthentic, and make sure that we do put out there for all of the people that are new to the craft or that are wanting to genuinely learn about the craft, that we guide them to resources that are genuine and effective, because I think that's almost our duty. As witches, we are a community, and it's up to us to support one another in that authenticity of practicing the craft. So I feel like that's kind of one of those things where we really need to be aware. You know, I think a lot of people are just unaware that this is even going on, because, you know, once you reach the point where you're practicing day to day, I don't think we ever stop learning. So don't misconstrue what I'm saying here. But I think we pick up fewer and fewer books to read, and we don't pay as much attention to what's out there. Either we're involved in discussion groups on Facebook and we're talking with our friends there, and we're interacting with these prominent witches there, and we, you know, kind of have set aside just generally picking up a book and reading it for the knowledge of learning something new. And so we don't pay attention to the books that are out there for quote unquote beginners. And so we may not be aware that this trend is going on. So that was the purpose of coming to you today. I wanted to make everyone aware of this. It was something that I had shared on a few groups on Facebook. It was something that was brought to my attention. Actually, I think Matt was one of the first people that pointed that out. I had seen this girl's name, Lisa Buckland, kind of pop up on my feeds a little bit, and I didn't really pay attention to it at first. I just kind of thought it was a coincidence, but as it turns out, it's not. It is actually a ghostwriting team or a person writing under a nom de plume. I believe these are all teams, people coming together and bringing ideas that they're getting from elsewhere and then putting it together and writing a book for the publishing house to make money off of what they see as a trend. And again, that to me just lends an inauthenticity to the writing, and that seeps into the craft and can be very, very damaging to our community overall. So where can you find legitimate authors? Where can you find trusted sources? Well, number one, Audible may not be your best choice. Definitely do your research. If you're new to the craft, research some of these names before you buy a book. Read reviews, and I mean legit reviews. And sometimes it's hard to tell what's a legit review and not, because maybe somebody did buy that book and they felt they got something out of it. And that may be great, except that, you know, there are other books that are better. So I say kind of do your research. Look into an author's history and their background and their bio before you decide to invest in something that may or may not be authentic. So, you know, it's one of those things where I just think that people need to be more aware. Do your research. That's one of my big things in the craft. That's what I tell people. Do your research. It drives me nuts when people come to me with question after question after question, and these are things that they could have easily found the answers to themselves with a little bit of digging. And I feel it's the same thing when you're looking for legitimate authors to books. Read the bios on these authors. Do they have author pages on Amazon where you can follow the author and see new books coming out? Do they have other venues such as Facebook groups or Twitter feeds, which I hate Twitter. So I have a Twitter. It's Purple Broom Apothecary. I don't use it. I don't like Twitter. I never could get the swing of Twitter. And I'm not big on Instagram either, although I do have an Instagram also. But I do have a Facebook page. I do have a discussion group. I have several groups that I have. I have a discussion group for my book, my last book that came out, which was Raising the Magical Child. It is an ages and stages activity guide for parents who want to raise their children in the craft and impart in their children from youth up a love of nature, a love of the god and goddess, and just kind kind of getting back to the earth for those earth-based religions. And the funny thing is it's not, it doesn't have to be just for witchy parents. It could be something that other parents may find some interest in, because it's just arts and crafts type activities or things you can do with your child that will allow you teachable moments in which you can instill in your child those values of love of earth, love of nature, love of each other, love of God and goddess, and building a firm foundation of a good relationship between the parent and the child, because I do think that's very important. So that's my book. You can find it on Amazon. I have an author page on Amazon. You can find it on my website. So that's another thing, is do any of these authors have a website? Can you go and visit the website and see what other books they're coming out? Do they have a blog? Is this something that they do? Now, obviously, for the authors that have passed away, such as Raymond Buckland and Scott Cunningham and Aidan McCoy has also passed away. You know, they don't have those anymore, but those are names that you definitely know. Timothy Roderick has got Magic for Peace on Facebook. He also has the Year in a Day groups. He is active in those, or was active in those with us when we were running those. He was participating in those groups with us to help the readers to get perspectives, you know, and I think we brought to him some things he hadn't considered when he was writing the book. So that's one way that you can definitely tell if there is something legit to that author. So again, going back to the idea of do your research, you know. Secondly, if you pick up a book, say maybe you get it for free on Audible or something like that, and you're checking it out and it doesn't seem to speak to you, or you can tell there's a low vibration to that, look into the book a little bit further. Chances are there's probably something that's inauthentic there or not legit. So you always have to buyer beware. You know, I definitely recommend, if you're new to the craft, look for some of these groups on Facebook. A couple that I can definitely recommend that are pretty legit would be, my group for Raising the Magical Child. If you're a parent or a new parent or even a seasoned parent and you're looking to connect with other parents who are raising their children pagan, then definitely join our group. It's called Raising the Magical Child and it's right there on Facebook. You can find it. Just join. It's open to anyone. I do think I have it set as a private group, meaning that only people in the group can see what's posted within the group. But I do that just for privacy reasons, because I think that, you know, Facebook does far too much snooping, which they're probably snooping anyway. But, you know, I mean, it's a parents group. So it's there to provide support, fellow pagans and witches to other pagans and witches, to provide support and activities and ideas and things like that. So then there would be Enchanted by Lady Rhea. You can look up Matt Aron's page. He has an author page. Then you can look up the Wicca pages that we have. They're under the same name, and you'll know our group because they've got the covers of Timothy Roderick's books as the cover page. So you'll see that. You will know that that's a legit group. And then just kind of go with your gut. If you see that people are kind of sharing information, there's a lot of bickering and drama, then it's probably not a healthy group to be in. I find recently that there has been an awful lot of that. And I think, honestly, I think some of this inauthenticity is eking in, and it's affecting all of us as a whole. We're a community. We're supposed to vibe together as one. And when you see a lot of drama and bickering, it's usually because people are immature and they're bringing in a low vibration. So, you know, if it's something where you come across a group and you think maybe that group is, then just avoid it. Look for something that's more legit. Go on to some of these well-known publishing sites like Moon Books and Llewellyn, and check out the Pathos Pagan and see the people who are writing on there, and start looking for those authors if you're looking for something authentic to follow and to learn from, because that's the best way to do it. And then, of course, look for a local group. You can find a circle or a coven, or go to your local Universal Unitarian and maybe get involved with some people there, and that will definitely guide you in the right direction. I just wanted to bring to light this very disturbing trend, because I think truly overall all it does is hurt legitimate authors who love the craft and want to write about the craft and want to forward their knowledge and share their knowledge with others who are learning the craft, and by publishing these fake books under these fake names that are purposely deceptive to try to draw people in. I mean, let's be frank, Lisa Cunningham, Lisa Buckland, they're drawing on the names, Lisa Roderick, I mean, for the love of all that's holy, they're pulling on names that are well known in the craft, and unaware people are going to follow that and think that that's legit and that's okay, and it absolutely is not okay. So I think that we need to rise up within the community and expose this kind of inauthenticity and make sure that those that are new to the craft know that these are not legit authors and that these people are not living an authentic witchy life, and make sure that we're guiding new witches and people who are truly interested in learning about the craft in the direction that they should be going, and stamp this out. If we don't buy their books, then they're not going to keep publishing them. They're not going to keep writing them. But as long as people are buying them, they're going to keep doing it. So we need to make sure that we boycott and that we are active in taking a protective role in protecting our community and making sure that it remains a safe place and a legitimate place for good authors and for good people who love the craft, who want to continue the craft and keep its authenticity, its genuineness, and its legitimacy alive, because we cannot allow our community to be watered down in such a way. So that is the Purple Mystics podcast for this week. Thank you for listening, and blessed be.